Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 10 past 9. It's sunny out here. I don't know what you guys got going on. I
overcast,
see the fog
down the beachway.
Yeah. What's it doing in town, Nikki?
It's sunny here.
All right.
Great. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And it doesn't appear to be windy either. So maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be an improvement over yesterday. Although yesterday was fine. It was a little...
I liked it. I liked the cool weather. I was enjoying it. So, anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you can text us at. You just put that in and then put in your comments, and there is plenty for us to choose from this morning. So let's get to some of that. Oh yeah. Oh, we always get a lot of texts. No, I don't. You know, no. I think that, you know, strong opinions about different stuff doesn't mean trouble, but Someone wrote, Danielle with heart, heart, heart. Is there a Danielle on the show and it's not our Danielle?
Yeah, there's a Danielle. She played with her father the first time she played. She was just a kid, like a stick figure, too. She was so skinny. She's probably in her mid-30s now.
Oh,
Danielle,
okay.
Her dad's name was Dick Donato. Danielle Donato, I think her name is. I'm not sure what his last name was, but he was a horrible person.
But he won, didn't he?
He did. He beat her. She got second place. They went all the way to the end together, even though they hadn't talked in 2 years. They were estranged from each other. They meet up in the house. She's looking at him like, oh, no, dad's here. And they teamed up and ran that house.
They didn't know going in that each of them was going to be there?
Supposedly not.
Wow, I didn't watch then. I only watched because you told me to, and I went, all right, I'll do it.
I don't remember what season that was. Since. It was early on, though.
707, please stop talking about Big Brother all the time. No one cares. Talk about important things. That's
no,
not really
like
what
we
do
important
here.
Important things, yeah. We talk about the dumb stuff. Thanks, though.
Sarah's being dramatic. Julie is fine.
Ugh. I'm not being dramatic. She's too awful. We just put up with her. It's fine. I should just put up with her. Clearly, nothing's ever going to change. And if I want to watch the show, she's part of it. But I go back to my original statement, which is, if Julie's on screen, you don't have to listen to it. She's not going to tell you anything new. She doesn't move the plot of the game forward. You don't need to, you know, don't waste your time. You can shorten the show up considerably.
925 says, Indian people and culture aren't mascots. If you're interested in supporting indigenous people, follow some folks online that you can learn about the mascot issue and other issues from their perspective.
All right.
Vinny, you coward. A little rap soundbite and you immediately apologize to your wife, afraid she's going to move your boards. What is that in reference to?
What is that?
A little rap soundbite.
No.
Maybe
move, bitch, get out the way.
Yeah,
move, bitch, get out the way.
Oh, I didn't say that. Okay, right, sure. Well, all right. That's right. I'm a coward.
Let's go with that.
You got me.
All right.
Vinny, why do you say tequila? It's pronounced tequila. Either way, still the world's most dangerous drink. For me, that was true. Yes, it's the drink that I never was able to get back to it.
Fun memories?
Yeah, I can't go back to it. I just can't. I never could. And I even liked the hard stuff and couldn't. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was at my corner market yesterday, and a guy walked in and asked for wild turkey and was told they don't carry it. And he declared, that's against state law not to carry it. I guess he'd already had a few sips. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't drink wild turkey either. That's another. Southern Comfort, are those the same? Southern Comfort and wild turkey? Either way, I don't drink either of those.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had wild turkey. It just seems like a whiskey. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something your grandpa would drink. He doesn't sound like that. Oh, give me two fingers of wild turkey, see? Okay, granddad. Would you like a cigar with that?
So wait a minute. Your grandpa's Bugsy Malone? Is that what you're
Apparently
telling me?
Apparently so. Turns okay. out. Yeah, chickadee. Something like that, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that seems like the wild turkey guy, doesn't it?
Yep. Chiefs, Indian, Braves. Don't think any were done with disrespect. So when they all go away, they'll complain that they're being ignored. A very fine line. I don't think so. I don't think that there's going to be complaints when they go away. And I frankly, look, the 49ers name is up for reconsideration as well.
Why is
that? The Gold Rush was not the most positive time in America. And I've seen people say that's a name that should be considered changing too. So be careful.
I don't understand.
The Gold Rush was done during the time when Native Americans roamed freely. And the Gold Rush was a time when people came here looking for money and mistreated a lot of people in the name of getting that gold. I'm not telling you that's what I want. I'm telling you that's what I read. So it's just one of those things where, and I'm fine with it. Change all the names.
Being a minor 49er is not something to be proud of?
I don't know. I like the 49er name and our colors and our team, but I don't get to decide, as someone wrote earlier. It's not for white people
to decide. And frankly, you know, if it's bumming somebody out, I'm not a bully. I don't want to, at least I try not to be. I'm sure I am sometimes, aren't we all? I'm not actively looking to bum anybody out. So if that's hurting someone, then I think that's argument enough. It hurts me. Okay, fine. If you're offended, we'll stop it.
Right.
I give up.
Someone wrote 510, Squaw Valley is considering a name change. I've heard that.
Yeah. And apparently it's an epithet for a ladies' area.
Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, a complimentary, you know, it doesn't just mean a woman.
You can see Native American art every day. Support their art, but not on sport teams. I'm okay with it. I hope you didn't get me the wrong way. I'm not trying to say I'm for the name the Redskins. I'm not. But I was looking at it in my own life under normal circumstances and thinking, wow, that's going to remove Native Americans almost entirely from my daily life. I just don't. Okay. And Sarah said it perfectly. No imagery is better than offensive imagery, so I'm down with that. Natives were called Indians because dumbass Columbus thought he found India. LOL. Yeah, yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah. No, that's the... He thought he was finding the back way over to the east.
Some people are upset. 415 says, do we not get the Selena Gomez story?
Oh. She's got a show on HBO Max, and it's freaking darling, Vinny. I was like, all right, I'll click play on that trailer. And I was like, first of all, it's a funny concept. They're in quarantine. She's at her house with the people that she's locked down with, like her grandparents, maybe like a sister or something. I don't know. And she's standing there in her kitchen and she's Zooming with a famous chef because she can't cook. And they're trying to get her to, so she follows exactly what they're doing. And then she test kitchens it on the people at her house. And they're like, Oh, this is not cooked. Oh, this, you know, whatever. Actually, I was like, I might actually watch that. She is so charming, which I don't really have any feelings about Selena Gomez. You know, heart wants what it wants. That's the only one, you know.
Well, there's got to be something to her. She's got the most Instagram followers of anybody in the world.
So she has got to be fascinating. And it turns out I just found that out today.
All right.
Yeah, it's very cute. Yeah.
It's up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, it's neat. It's like little celebrity chefs and Selena Gomez. Why not?
925 says, Bryn's sexy ass voice makes me want to take the census five times a day. That is a great commercial. You really
yeah, you
this.
Do a good job with that.
Oh, thanks.
Your sexy ass voice is charming the pants off the Bay Area, turns out, Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Take that census, baby.
Gross.
One of San Francisco's most famous songs, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. His line is headed for the Frisco Bay.
Yeah, there you go.
If it made an iconic song line, is it an official phrase for the city?
Yeah. Well, he was an outsider. You know, he wasn't native. All the natives know you don't call it Frisco. He left his home in Georgia.
I don't know.
Left my home in Georgia.
Again, I'll pick my battles. If you don't want to say say it. It's fine.
You can say it around me. I'm not going to be mad at all. Yeah. I don't care. I think it's all fine. People just, you know, people need things to feel superior about. And so when their dumb friends come in to visit them and, you know, they got chastised one time for saying it by somebody else who was kind of superior.
Right.
And then they got to go,
probably,
just so you know.
Right.
You know, we people who live here don't say that. Okay, thanks. Thanks for telling me. Let's go to Frisco Center. They got like a Frisco West out here or what? What do we got?
I agree with Sarah. Julie is the worst.
Oh, thank you. Thank God. Ugh.
I liked Big Brother last night. Most of them are married with children now, so no showmances this time around. I have high hopes that it will be a good season. Give it a chance and ignore Julie Chen.
Yeah, no, listen, I am not saying that I'm not going to watch it or that I didn't enjoy the show last night. What I'm saying is I should have waited till today because there was no need for me to stay up till 11 o'clock and then some last night. And I should have realized that the bulk of the show is going to be Julie talking about things I didn't need to know. All right, got it. Okay, thank you for explaining about slop again. So if you watch it today and you fast forward over every time Julie's talking, it's a 20-minute watch. You're all set.
All right. Boy.
Just sit and enjoy it. Just sit and enjoy
Julie.
Yeah,
I'm just going to let it roll. I don't.
You know,
don't.
You will, because it's actually hilarious. We were laughing so hard at what she's trying to herd these cats. And it's just, they just don't care. They don't care and they're not listening. And she's like, we're live, you guys. I need you to sit down. Hello, house guests. I'm like, oh my God, this is so funny. And then they can't get through the door.
415 says, I was so happy for Big Brother last night. I cried when it started.
Oh, I was excited too. It was good. They've redone the whole, they've really above and beyonded it. It's amazing.
More the people not liking great. Julie.
Oh,
another person said she can't ask about gameplay because they're sitting in front of other players. That would be completely.
No, she could stupid. Ask. Last night she could have said, "What are you taking with you from your last time? How do you expect this to be different? Anything, like even a pertinent question about their lives, like." Oh my God. The depthiest question was to ask two people who were in sort of iconic duos in their seasons, whose was better? Oh my God, surprise. They both thought theirs was better. I was like, oh my God, that is just, she's just wasting time. They're just trying to get through the segment.
Well,
they have 2 hours to fill.
Well, that's right. 209 says, hi, S&B and crew. Love you all. And thank you for plugging Bananas at Large.
Oh.
Through them, I found an awesome guitar instructor who can Zoom with my son.
Oh,
that's
there you
nice
go.
To hear.
Ding, ding, shame, Bananas.
I love Bananas at Large.
While you're in quarantine, pick up an instrument. Why the hell not?
How about being, this is 510 says, how about being 22, passed out, and a ring slipped on your finger while you're waking up puking at 2 a.m.? That's your wedding proposal? Yikes.
Oh my God. That was someone, that's how she just woke up engaged? Like,
apparently,
oh God, didn't get
woke
to
up
say
after
yes or
a
no.
Night of drinking, running for the toilet, realized she had a ring on her finger. Oh. Wow.
Well, that's, a bright spot in the morning. I mean, if it is a bright spot, I mean, maybe she's not all bad. Someone loves
it. Doesn't say that they're divorced, so maybe it worked out.
That's a good story. I mean, look, everyone's got their engagement story.
Right.
And that's hers. Yours involves a bum and some trash.
Mm-hmm.
Mine involves a walk I didn't want to go on. See, we've all got a little story.
Right. Vin says, they look like an 80s metal band. Well, in fact, Shawn Michaels' signature move in the ring was a kick to the face called Sweet Chin Music.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. That's a dumb name for a move.
The whole thing.
No wonder they didn't last.
Look.
I'm going to plant some sweet chin music on his chin.
Everybody gets to watch what they like. I can't stand WWF, WWE. Never watched it. Never have. Never will. And I'll tell you, it took The Rock a long time to sort of win me over because he comes out of wrestling. And yet he since has, of course.
I left the buffoonery in my past.
Here's some sweet chin music here.
Oh, let's hear some sweet chin music.
One without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
I knew he was going to do that.
I just knew he was going to do that.
Yeah, because it's in the script, you dingbat.
Sweet chin music.
That's great.
That is it?
It's
apparently. I guess everybody's got to have their signature move. Plus, there was all that yelling before each match. Wow. Woo. That's... Newman loved it.
707 says, you aren't the worst person in the world, Vin. I hope you find alternate cookies so you can continue to enjoy that moment with your kid. I don't think that we're going to get back there, but I hope so too.
That and your hemp milk. You find, you know, cookies but made with nothing recognizable. And
yeah, I don't even do that
or
anymore.
Or pea milk.
The pea milk. I don't even do that anymore. I keep a small thing of non-fat milk in a corner of the fridge just for cereal purposes. I can't do the pea milk. I just can't. There's a few things I can't. I tried. Yeah. I can't.
But you got to have your cereal.
415 says, interesting that many alcoholics have raging sweet tooths. Yes, that's very much a part of your recovery. You will find out that you... For some reason, you just need a little chocolate or whatever your thing is.
And you're able to stop yourself at a piece of chocolate. If there was a bag of Halloween candy in my house, I'd know it the whole time. I'd constantly be in the back of my head going, you could go get another Almond Joy if you wanted one. You could go get a Twix. I'm sure there's a $100,000 bar in there. Why don't you go check? Why don't you go see the chocolate? You think that chocolate's it's too hot where it is? Should I move it into the fridge? Should I put it in the pantry? What should I do with it? Guess I'll just have to eat it all and I won't have to think about it anymore. Oh, it's gone. Thank God. Jesus.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Vinny means to say she fell pregnant, I think. Yeah, I was looking for any one of those phrases that, you know, that it just seems
she's in the
like
family
it,
way,
like it was an accident, right? Like, oh, how could that have happened? I wonder.
She got knocked up. That's how I shot it in my day.
Anyway, it looks like I'm out of time, but thank you so much for sending your texts in. We'll be back right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I got a text from Jane. We were talking about, why did liquor come up this morning? About like, oh, it was what you're more, if you're a whiskey drinker, you're most likely to get arrested. And we just randomly were talking about
vodka
liquor. She says
is good for streaking.
Oh, yes. If you want to be a streaker, if you aspire to that, drink some vodka. So Jane writes, so it's not something I've ever drunk, but any mention of Southern Comfort always makes me laugh because it was the drink involved in the greatest bar order I've ever heard. I was at a show at Slim's, because of course she was, right? Years and years ago. And the Southern gentleman in front of me, very clearly and confidently, told the bartender he needed, and I quote, a SoCo and Coke and a cup to spit in. I was totally in gleeful shock. And after he walked away, the bartender and I just looked at each other and laughed for like 2 minutes. It was amazing. SoCo and chewing tobacco. Legendary. It's Jane. Jane, you are.
Jane wrote all that on a text, huh?
She did. Jane, you are just, you charm the pants off of me.
I have never gotten a text that long from Jane in my life. And we were doing a show together for a minute there. And I just, wow. Normally I just get black hearts.
Yeah. Well, that's her way of showing that she loves you, you know?
Okay.
It's nice. Anyway, whatever your drink of choice is, or no drink at all, you know, wait till tomorrow when it's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a Pellegrino guy these days.
Yeah, it'll be F day all day long. And tomorrow we'll talk about some, I'm sure Maria from Napa will be weighing in. She's our Big Brother Napa correspondent. You can certainly join the conversation, text us or email us your thoughts. You know, we go through all that stuff, but I can't wait to hear what you think about the cast and the first contest and all that stuff. So
the show airs on Thursday night and on Friday night?
No, it's Thursday and Sunday. So there's an episode on tonight.
Okay.
We'll talk about that one on Monday.
Oh, right. Okay. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it.
And this week, the times are still, they're all screwed up. Like I heard Sunday's episode this week is at 10 o'clock or some crazy thing.
Well,
and
that's
then going forward, I understand it's at 8 o'clock. I'm not every night.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, so I'm excited to talk about that. Enjoy the sunshine. I'm looking out the window at what looks like an absolutely beautiful day. So have a good one. Keep it here all day.
All right, you guys. Take care.
See you on Friday. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.